A word for you from Daniel chapter 9 verse 13. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us. Daniel is speaking the plain and obvious truth according to the word of God. This is not just his own opinion, but he speaks the very words of God. And he also speaks the words and attitude of the Messiah, of whom he speaks from verse 24. The very Spirit of Christ was in Daniel. And so Daniel has started out with who God is, great and awesome. And then with that in mind, realizing who God is, how holy he is, then he says, "But Lord, we have done wickedly, we have rebelled, we have departed from your precepts and your judgments." Notice that Daniel doesn't say the Israelites have done it and the other Jews have done it. He says we. Even though in fact Daniel walked in innocence and purity before God, as we well know from what else happened in Daniel's life. But he takes the place, you could say, of the sacrificial lamb. He stands in for the people of God and prays on their behalf, like Jesus, our Savior, our High Priest, who, you could say, prayed to the Father saying, "We have sinned." He didn't say, "Lord, they have sinned," but he took upon himself our sins. Notice that now in verse 13, our text, he refers again to the word, "As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us." He keeps on referring to the word of God, though that word which he had was just a little bit. Mostly it was just the books of Moses. He didn't have the rest of the Old Testament as we have. Neither did he have the New Testament. But he walked with God so that the word was in him. And he makes no excuse whatsoever. And he says, "Lord, we have not made our prayer before you, so that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth." And then he says, "Lord, the disaster that has come upon us is right, for you said so in the law of Moses. We deserve it." This is a true prayer. We need the attitude of Daniel. Let's remember how he prayed, and pray in a similar way, inspired by God's word and his Holy Spirit.